Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Welcome to our Christian Television Network audience and our radio audience around the world. Joining me, I'm your host, Greg Lancaster. Joining me is Pat Hamilton.
Hello, hello.
And John Ramos.
Hello, hello.
We'll give a big shout out this morning to Oklahoma, where they're hungry. Jason Tarasis, a former restaurateur, right?
Yes.
In the revival.
Yes,
good morning, good morning, good morning, good afternoon. Konnichiwa. Well, today we're going to be speaking about just God's news behind the news. We want to stay on top of what's happening in the world. And man, it is amazing how the worse it gets, the more uninvolved people are with this reality.
Right.
And there was a book written, I forget the name of the book, it was like a survival book or something, I don't know, some sort of thing. But they studied folks that when tragedy hits, what do they do? You know, and I guess it's the basic scenario that some people think about doing something about it. Some people do something about it, but very, you know, most people don't even worry about it at all.
Right.
You know,
clueless.
Right. And because you go into the shock, you got this shock thing going on. But if you're in the middle of the road, let me just give you a little clue before we get started. And there is a bus coming at you. You know, you're on, I don't know, Broadway, and this big taxi's coming to you, right? And you're in the road and it's coming at you. Even though you do nothing, and even though you say nothing, even though you say, I'm not even going to pay attention to it, you're going to get ran over.
Yeah.
You know? And this is what the Word of God says. It says that a prudent man sees danger and prepares for it, but a fool keeps standing in Broadway.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm.
A fool
gets run over.
Yeah, gets ran over. Can you take this for me?
Yes.
Things keep happening to it.
I think that book's called The Survivor's Club, The Secret and Signs That Could Save Your Life.
Survivor's Club. Well, let's don't do that. As a church, we cannot be a deer in headlights. If you have not heard, there's a teachings available inside the VFN store. You can go to VFNTV.com, and it's about the light. Mm-hmm. It's about children of the light. And, you know, deer in headlights, where you have folks that, I mean, you can't hunt at night, just for the people that don't hunt, right?
That's right.
That dog don't hunt.
Me.
They say, you know, as Bubba said. And that you can't hunt at night. You know why you can't hunt at night?
Because it's not fair.
What?
It's not fair.
Because you might shoot me. I'm out there. No matter what. Just joking. I am not hunting at night. And but if you shine a spotlight or your headlights into the deer's eyes, they'll just stand there and look at you.
Mm-hmm.
And you shoot them. It's just a sitting duck.
Mm-hmm.
And that's an unfair advantage. But right now, look at the church. I mean, look at the storm just right in the eyes of the church. And they're just kind of staring at it. 24-hour news cycle. And just staring at it. It's like, okay, all right. Do something.
Right.
Right. Anything.
Anything.
Anything. I like that Osteen said years ago, who has passed to be with the Lord? And he said, John Osteen, he said, do something, least you do nothing. Mm-hmm. And so many people are trying to be a perfect shot that they're no shot at all.
Do nothing.
And truly, you know, a big shot is nothing but a little shot far away from home,
right?
Right. Isn't that right, little shot?
Right.
You know, I'm joking. He's a bigger shot than he used to be.
Ooh.
Or, you know, we were just talking about that. Remember we were doing this, not that, but we're talking about, you know,
what
remember?
Was
what was that?
Well, remember, we won't talk about that.
No,
it's stone cold, right? Stone cold. Boom, boom, boom. But we're going to be talking about, we really want to. And, of course, last Friday, I think it was, on Christian Television Network, you can tell we like to have fun, as I was just, you guys gave me such a hard time.
What was the name of that? We want to make sure we make that related. Grow.
That's what it was. But, making fun of them.
Something about police officers.
Something the Lord is just, I think. Well, it was just, we worked out.
Well,
we want to make sure that's
you
related.
You have to retitle that one.
The Lord is just. Right.
Well, you know, I was looking at it, and Pat was shrinking.
Greg gets paid back.
Pat was shrinking my font smaller and smaller.
Is he blaming it on you? Is he literally blaming? Hold a second. Is he blaming this on you?
I think I heard deflection over here. I don't know.
Well, listen.
I think I put it on 200%.
I'll tell you what. We won't let you be the judge. We'll make sure we relate this for you.
Well, I listened to it the other day. It is hilarious.
I listened to it on the way to our gathering on Sunday. It was was. They probably thought I was Looney Tunes listening to that thing, man. You can go to our app, by the way, and listen to all that humiliation. The humor segments, probably a menu called humor, another menu called just humiliation somewhere at the top. I don't know. But we're going to be talking about, I would like to mention, you know, also, we'll talk about, I want to talk about one of our sponsors, you know, with horse rides and how important that is. You know, you think, oh, riding horses for fun. It could be. It could be, but it also could be a necessary type thing. So we'll be talking about that in a moment. But also, we're going to talk about the Word of God. You know, what is this prophetic word? What, you know, God's news. God's news. And, you know, what does God's Word say about, what did Jesus say about access? You know, so many people, you just begin to just bar, you know, you think about a salesman coming to your house. I had one come to my house.
Once.
Just this weekend. No, come to that. I have a lot. I can kind of relate to them. I mean, that's where everybody brags on Smith Wigglesworth, but he began like selling pots and pans.
That's right. You buy everything, no matter what it is.
I felt so bad, you know. That's where the weight comes
He's
from.
He's a sucker.
Obviously, he buys no Girl Scout cookies at all.
Nothing.
Actually, we did. Matter of fact, I had two kids come to my house the other day selling coffee and cookie dough.
And did you buy any?
I melted. I was like, okay, what do you got? Give it to me.
Oh, wow.
The hard heart.
Cost me a fortune. It's like $100 for cookies and coffee.
Dear God, let's just pause and think. See?
I was walking in law.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. We'll be knocking on his door tomorrow. We got some cookies to sell.
His address is, we'll post that on.
Yeah, right. Just follow the holy cloud, the thing. Anyway, never mind.
I won't call that holy.
Did she travel through your yard? Anyway, so... But how to have access, because you think about, imagine people say they have pushy sales folks that kind of push their way in, and people get angry with them. They get really angry with them. And, but some people are not confronters. So they just kind of privately are angry with them, hoping that they would go as they're vacuuming. One more thing. And, I'll never forget. I was in a, we'll talk about, remind me about being in a uniform. I was a deputy. Going to work.
Oh, I remember that.
in a uniform. Well, my crews are outside with a Kirby salesman in my house, and I'm trying to be polite and ask him, I'm like, this is not a good combo, dude. This is not a good combo. It becomes trespassing the second I say leave. Anyway, so, but how many Christians, you know, push their way into people's lives? It's like, did you even ask permission to even speak to me? Who are, don't you understand? This is the digital age. We really don't talk. You first, and so we're going to talk about today in our programs. Don't forget we have four programs back to back. Is Jesus specifically gave us the key to accessing someone's life. He said something. We're going to talk about that in somebody's home. And there are things that you can say that God gives you that's just the right thing. And I'm going to talk about Sandy to Jesus. Mm. You know, remember that, you know, when we were doing a prayer walk in New Orleans. Mm-hmm. And also, don't forget, we also want to remember... that the memorial service for Steve Hill, a general who's gone to be with the Lord, and you can see it right now on your screen, is going to be at Brownsville Assembly of God in Pensacola, Florida, at 3100 West DeSoto Street. You can go to VFNTV.com for more details. It's at 7 p.m. March the
14th.
That's Friday. This Friday, it's 7 p.m. You want to be there to be a part of honoring this man that just gave his life, for the cause of Christ and challenged us.
Also, we're going to make related for you. Steve's ministry is giving you an opportunity to tell your story all around the world. So get ready to be able to post your testimonies and share what God's done in your life. We'll make sure that's related for you so you can post on his website.
Cool. Well, and we're also going to be speaking about this tomorrow. Tomorrow we will be talking about a cyber attack that is pretty inevitable, is what one of these authors is saying. We'll talk about it tomorrow. It's already happening several times, but they've been preparing for quite some time. So make sure you tune in tomorrow about a cyber attack that they're planning to be able to take down our economy. And you think about we're going to talk about this tomorrow's program or maybe even our next program. Hopefully we get a chance to get to it today, but is you got to strike them where their God is. Mm. And the man that hit our towers, the purpose we hit the towers wasn't to take down the two buildings, it was to take down our economy. And it doesn't take much because our economy is built on faith and confidence. And so it's about the currency and things moving and trust. mm-hmm. and all the things that are being broken down. And what we have right now in our nation is an attack on our economy. And so what the enemy couldn't do by hitting our Twin Towers and taking down our economy today, our leaders are doing everything they can to be able to take down our economy. And you have to understand, people say, well, how could you say that? You have to understand this. Not all leaders, just the ones that are, is that you wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness, principalities, and powers. So that's how it, people are not like in cahoots where they're texting back and forth and sending messages. They're just being driven by the same darkness that wants to destroy mankind and take down a city on a hill, take down access, take down, you know, they say if America goes down, this world's going to turn just bad. Dark ages again.
Wow.
And so it's like what they couldn't do by taking down the towers. It's like, we're just doing ourselves now. We're voting in people that are spiritually taking down our economy and our trust. So that'll be hopefully in a later program, we'll talk about that. But Iran, we talked about earlier, we reported before a lot about what's happening to the Jerusalem Post about the Navy in Israel. They found these Iranian missiles and they caught them before they came in to, I believe it was the West Bank, but they were coming in and they caught those ships. Excuse me, we're going to show those, that you're going to see those, but what is the ramifications of that? What is God's news behind the news? What does that actually mean in regards to you and America and Israel? And it's so, so very important. Prophecy is being fulfilled at a rapid rate, which means our Lord is coming soon. Mm-hmm. Our Lord is coming soon. We'll be right back.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Do public schools have to accommodate the religious views of a student? This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
Friends of mine have taken their elementary school child out of school for 4 days to a Bible conference they go to. They do this about twice a year, sometimes just once. Well, a new principal has come into their school who refused to excuse it. However, the principal who just retired did excuse her last year. And so they just don't know how to proceed or if the school has to excuse the child.
Well, I think the answer is they have to accommodate the sincerely held religious beliefs of the parents with respect to the child. They must accommodate them, and we'd be happy to talk with the school administration and clarify this, but it sounds like a lot of confusion since they're letting one group go ahead and do it and the other they're not. There may just be some real confusion here, and we'll be happy to help. But again, the school's obligation legally is to accommodate the parents' sincerely held religious beliefs.
Visit us at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
Holy Spirit said, for 100 days, beginning March the 1st, I'm going to take my people through a time of redefinement. For the last number of years, God's people have really been bound. And the Holy Spirit said that His people's been contained and constrained. They have been refined. When you go through the refiner's fire, you have a period of loss. But it's not bad loss. It's loss of things that needs to go. And the Holy Spirit said that there's some of you here today that you've lost some relationships, but don't worry about it. The Lord's going to give you more relationships to make up for the ones that you lost. The Holy Spirit said, for 100 days, beginning March the 1st, I'm going to take my people through a time of redefinement. Simon was known as a reed, and the Lord redefined him and called him Peter, and he went from being a reed to a rock. Same man, just redefined. There's going to be cities that the Holy Spirit in America is about to redefine. They were known as one thing, but they're about to be redefined and known as another thing. You've been one way, but you're about to be completely another way. Some of you is going to experience such a change in your life. You're going to realize when God gets through redefining you, you could have never done that 6 months ago. The devil has come to some of you and he's convinced you that you're put off. It's not going to happen. You're wasting your time. The devil's told some of you that you prayed about it, and nothing's going to happen. But I've come here today to turn the ship in the water. And I've come here to tell you, God is about to give you a season of suddenlies in the name of Jesus.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster. Joining me is Pat and John. I did want a big shout out to Horse Rides,
yes,
our sponsors.
Sherry Glass in Pensacola. You definitely want to make sure you visit her. She is an extraordinary person who's been training horses for years. And they have all sorts of excursions and all different types of rides, training, and you name it, they have it all. But a wonderful, wonderful experience. And she's right here in Pensacola for you.
Well, you think about it, that when you drive your car around, it's defined off how much horsepower it has.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And somebody says, well, I just got this small little car. Well, if you have a 350 horsepower,
that would be a big car.
Like 250, I don't know.
Small car, probably 150, 200.
200
truck.
But think that's equal to 100 horses. Mm. Why not get in tune with what they're really talking about by getting up with Sherry and Horse Rides and begin to get in tune with the creation? You can understand God who is unseen, but understanding the things that he's created is what Romans says. And get on a horse again and begin to understand, wow, this is where it started. Because prior to 19 or whatever, when the car was invented, everything was horseback from the beginning of time. You know, get in tune, go to Horse Rides, go to VFNTV.com, click on the sponsors, and begin to get in tune again how God created things. And you'll appreciate your car as well. And like, Max, it's like 200 horses in front of me. You know, we're talking about access. We want to talk about that first, about the word of the Lord. And this is important because God wants us to go into all the world and to share the good news, of the gospel. And and you think about a pushy salesman that's coming into your house, and he or she's just, you know, and you got, as a Christian, you need to be empathetic, because even though we have an untrusting society now and you can't leave your door unlocked and you got to be wise, and the police that come out and talk to you, tell you, just talk through the door. Don't even open the door unless you have something on the other side of the door when you open it. Anyway, so Kool-Aid. And, it's just like everybody's offended by somebody trying to push their way in into the house. Everybody's offended by, if you just stop somebody on the side of the road and you're saying, listen, I'm selling this product, or there's something that I've experienced that I want you. It's like, who are you? You know, who are you? And because you have to ask permission. You have to live a life that gives you permission to speak into someone's life. Some people just say, I got it. You're going to get it. Amen. You know, that type, right?
Come now.
Right? And it's like, no, that's not how what Jesus said. Mm-hmm. I think about an officer in the Navy. You know, when I was in the Navy, a big shout out to all those that are on the boats around the world, and our friend who is
Bryce,
yeah. Officer Bryce. And we had this officer on our ship. And he was brand new out of college. And I mean, it's unfair. They really should tell you, but it's kind of hard for professors to tell you this. They don't want to tell you, even though you just got your degree, you don't know anything yet. Mm-hmm. And so because it makes what they did not valuable. So they have to just let them find out when they get there, you know? And so this officer's name was Officer, and he came to our ship with his degree. Mm-hmm. And you have all these chiefs and all these sailors have been on this boat for, you know, years. I think they're gray, like the color of the boat. And he comes in there and he just starts bossing everybody around. I mean, he's an O-1. I don't know what that is. That's like, you're an officer, yeah, but you're a O-1.
Right.
We appreciate
you're at the bottom.
That means you went, got a degree, but you don't know nothing yet. And so, nothing. I mean, we have to have O-1s to have O-2s, but remember, you're an O-1 before you're an O-2. And those are pay grades. And so, he comes in there, and so I'm in the administration aspect of my job, and so we're in dry dock in Brooklyn. Whole nother story. Thank God I survived that. And And we had this wall between it, between separating the officers' administration from the enlisted's administration. And but it was just a temporary low-cut wall. And they're not your typical administrative type people. It's like, wow, you guys type. Anyway, so he comes in there, starts bossing around and that type of thing. He's pushing his way into that whole thing. Mm-hmm. And when he did that, of course, the chiefs go, we're fixing to have lunch. And he was going to be the lunch. And next thing you know, they came up and they started getting onto him. Mm-hmm. And so he was on one side of that wall. And so he would leave that chief and go on the other side. And then that chief would get on to him. So he'd go back that side. And then the chief stood up on the desk, looked over the wall, and said another thing. And then that one stood up on the wall. And this bless his heart. This man left in tears.
Oh, wow.
And the whole thing is, you just can't push your way in. Mm-mm. But this guy did not get it. He just didn't get it. He thought very highly of his skill base. Even though he was, like, totally humiliated, you know. We're just kind of like, oh, is this not going to be good? And so we had this thing called Zulu 5 Oscar. Zulu 5 Oscar is stand for an intruder has come onto your boat. And we'd have dry runs. Mm-hmm. And so we'd have a Zulu 5 Oscar drill where somebody would sneak in and they would take a magnetic sign that said bomb and they would stick it on the, if you can make it and stick it on the commanding officer's stateroom. And if that happened, we all got trouble because we let the enemy get on the boat and we also let them get to the captain. And so we had quarter day watches and we had other watches that were going on all the time. And whoever accessed the boat, you know, would know, well, this guy, again, thinking like he could push his way into anything, he says, man, I can do this thing. I can do this thing. And he comes up the brow of that boat, and he's acting like he's whatever, and he's coming through there, and he's going to Zulu 5 Oscar the captain. And it wasn't our boat. It was actually a carrier in Norfolk. And by the time he got just a couple feet on that boat, these guys had him in a hammerlock shoved up against the wall. And he's like, no, I'm an officer. You can call. It was just like... But how many people are like that? They just kind of push their way into your life. They've never asked permission. You don't not only do you not know if they love you or not, and if they did, they actually would know you, right? But they just begin to just speak into your life and be critical or be anything. And it's like, or even witness to you. You know, who are you and what Jesus are you serving? Because there's some definitely things. But Jesus said this, and he talks about it in his word. He says very specifically that the key to having access, he says, I'm sending you out. That's what he told in Luke chapter 10. He says, I'm sending you out, and I'm sending you out like sheep amongst wolves. And this is important to understand because so many people go, every time they go to do something for God, they have a bad experience, and they think, man, I don't know if I'm supposed to be doing this or not. It was like everybody was like wolves. I'm sending you out. Like, you know, it's like, but I didn't know that my aunt was going to be a widow. I didn't know my brother or my, you know what I'm saying? It's like they're so shocked. And Jesus says, exclamation mark, I am sending you out. He says, go. I'm sending you out amongst wolves, which really helps you kind of get perspective. So you need to build relationship with folks to find out if you're fixing to be fodder or food for a wolf because you're about to do something you shouldn't do with somebody who don't want to hear what you got to say. Mm-hmm. You're going to be like that officer with a hammer lock up against the wall, you know, and calling for your captain to rescue you, which, by the way, he didn't want to go rescue him. And so Jesus sent him out, and this is what he said. He says, when you go, don't talk to anybody en route. Don't, you know, be running your mouth and doing all this kind of stuff. This is what we're going to do. Here's my car. Here's what's going on. You go right to where I tell you to go, and you're hearing the Spirit. This is where you go, and you go to that house. When you go to that house, when they open the door and you're talking to that person, he says, I want you to say something. And God gives you a word to say. And he says, say peace to this house. Mm-hmm. And he says, and if that's a man of peace, your peace will rest there. It'll just connect. Mm-hmm. And so access to people's lives are, first of all, if you're doing that for the Lord, you know, you're abiding with God, he's gonna let you know this is where you need to go. This is what you need to do. An example of that is when Pat and I were in New Orleans, we're in Gretna, Louisiana, and we were doing a prayer walk, and God had put a burden on our heart for New Orleans and just trying to hear God out. A very spiritual environment.
Very.
Very. And so we're walking, and all of a sudden we see this lady, and she's digging in a flower pot. Mm-hmm. Literally digging in a flower pot in Gretna, right on the side of the Mississippi. And you could see the Superdome from across the street. And we're talking to her. We're talking to her. And all of a sudden, God gives me a word of knowledge. He tells me what to say to her.
Yep.
And as soon as I say it to her, she takes over. Does she not?
Sure does.
She totally takes. She throws down her stuff. She looks and says, you got to get inside.
Yeah.
Does she not? Mm-hmm. We were on the street at the mailbox where she's working in a flower pot. But because God told me what to say, I said it. I didn't have to push my way. She drug us up in there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, sure, you know. But she's like, you got, you know, I was like, yes, ma'am.
Right. Yep.
And she took us in there. She got her family together, which was Leo. Brother Leo and Sandy. And they sat there and they listened to what God had for our heart, had on our heart.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a beautiful moment. We have a relationship forever, ever. And I wish we could be there forever, but I feel like, you know, we're connected.
Wow.
And understand that God tells us specifically what to say to give access into someone's life. We have to give permission. God does not go beyond permission. He doesn't knock down doors. He just knocks on them until you open them. And we have to do that with other people's life. But as a witness, we know, we saw when we were there in New Orleans and we met Sandy DeJesus, she grabbed us, threw down what she was doing. She says, the only way you could know that, right?
That's right.
Is God. You got to get in here. And they were on their knees with us, and we were all praying in that house on the side of the Mississippi, asking God to move into New Orleans. Listen, you got to have access, but God gives you that access by giving you a word.
Blue Angel Hot Tubs, Pools, and Spas. Contact Joyce today if you're looking to make that addition to the home. They have a wide selection of hot tubs, and the price is right. They even ship nationwide. Give them a call today. Cordova Lanes in Pensacola. Not just your ordinary bowling alley, it's your community center that is perfect for family gatherings, school field trips, church socials, networking opportunities, and so much more. Come visit and strike with us today. Glenn Parker at Allen Turner Hyundai. Buying a car can be an overwhelming thing. I encourage you to visit Glenn Parker at Allen Turner Hyundai, where Glenn makes buying a car smooth and easy. Visit him today in Car City. You'll be glad you did. Downtown Gracie Jiu-Jitsu. Go visit Tony Baker. Listen, doesn't matter if you're in good shape, bad shape. He'll get you in the right shape. All the training you can get for self-defense in Pensacola. Visit him today at Downtown Gracie Jiu-Jitsu. We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
This is VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. Light meaning the light of the world, and not light like easy. We're doing that so that you can actually not be a part of that. Listening to VFN Radio may be your only light.
Mm-hmm.
It may be your only opportunity during a day that every news broadcast, every radio broadcast, every conversation is just dark.
Mm-hmm.
It's doubtful. It's this... Hitler-like type conversations, or Aryan-type conversations, or Iranian or Muslim-type conversations, or political, which is type conversations, or you could listen to VFN Radio, and you're able to hear what's taking place, but then you can hear what God's Word says about it, and you can get a perspective, and you go, hey, I can know things without being terrified. God has prepared me during this day to have a peace in the midst of whatever's going on. There's going to be a great harvest. We're believing and praying that God would bring a third great awakening to America, and a great awakening changes the DNA of the nation. They said Hitler's goal was to de-Christianize the church, and they wanted to infiltrate it with political people. And what do we have today? We have people who are very politically connected and into some different political parties, and they like the whole scheme of the thing, and then they're coming into the churches and they're trying to de-Christianize it and make it more of a social justice movement. And that's what's taking place right now. Listen, I know this firsthand, and as a community organizer, I saw in my history, my past, that the church was being infiltrated by men and women who weren't Christians, and the church was just letting them come in
to do social justice movements. You got to hear that. We have to understand this. God's people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. VFN Radio gives you that knowledge and that wisdom and that light.
Welcome to the daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV and the David Radio program. Welcome to our Christian Television Network audience. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster. Joining me is Pat Hamilton.
Hello, hello.
And John Ramos.
Hello, hello.
Well, you know that if you miss our earlier programs, you got to be able to catch it, talking about having access. It's a very, I believe, a now word for us, because God's calling us to go into all the world and to go into relationships and talk to folks, but we got to have access. And make sure you catch that program, having access into someone's life and getting permission. And it's amazing what God will do if you listen to what he says. So you got to catch that. We're going to be talking in this program about what's taking place more prophetically in Israel. And we broke this news about from Jerusalem Post, where we gotten it, where the Navy of the Intelligence of Israel, the IDF, they found these missiles. This ship was coming, this Iranian ship was coming with Iranian products covering up these huge missiles. And you're going to see those missiles in a moment. And they were coming into, I believe, the West Bank, but we'll find out very specifically. And it's that you have to understand, it's important for us to understand dimensions and size, because America's so big. I mean, we'd have a mass transit system all over our country, like Germany and Europe, if we had a smaller country.
But it was five blocks long.
It's 5 blocks long, and people say, you know, we need to have transportation like New York. Well, you stack yourself up, and it'd be easy to do. Yeah. And so we're kind of spread out, and we're just like bigger portioned. And in regards to even our products and our food in the stores. I mean, you go there and they got like a gallon of butter. They got like a 2-pack of cholesterol. No, they got like a 2. I mean, everything's just huge.
Yeah.
But you go, I remember, you know, going to Europe and going to Israel and going to Denmark and watching their portions in their stores. Just like, man, this is serving for an individual in America. I mean, things are smaller. Just smaller, but everything's smaller. And in America, everything's bigger. And as close you get to Texas, the bigger it gets.
Right.
So when you're thinking about a missile that's, I don't know, 14 feet long, meant to come at you, and you're the width of your nation is about 70 miles wide, you're one shot and you're down. Mm. One shot and you're down. It's like, it's over. And somebody goes, well, you know, I don't think it might be over. Well, what if it hits your house? Okay. It's over for you. And the truth is that there's 100 and how many thousand missiles? 170,000 known missiles that are pointed at Israel. There is all the evil that you can muster up from second heaven focused on trying to affect and hurt the apple of God's eye. But I got good news for you. If the enemy could have taken it out, he would have taken it out. He can't take it out.
That's right.
But we, as the church, are required and expected to pray for the protection and the peace of Israel. God looks for someone to stand in the gap so he would not have to destroy the land. But he found none. With us, as the church, we love Israel. Those are our brothers and our sisters, and they're the ones that brought us the word. Where do you think the Bible comes from? Where do you think the Torah comes from? The Jews brought that. And Jesus is Jewish, you know? And we're part of the family. We're grafted in to the Jewish vine, to God. And so, but we're called to pray for them and pray protection over them. And in the midst right now, and you'll hear this news report right here in a moment, that while we're shaking the hands of these Iranian leaders, while we're shaking their hands, these missiles were en route, targeted potentially right there at Israel in that very small nation.
Wow.
As a matter of fact, listen up, CBN News, and we'll be right back.
On Monday, Israel displayed the weapons Israeli commandos seized last week in the Red Sea. Israeli and U.S. intelligence tracked the weapons from Iran on their way to the Gaza Strip. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu took the opportunity to send a warning to the West. Chris Mitchell has more from the Israeli naval base at the Red Sea port of Eilat.
The weapons included 40 long-range missiles, nearly 200 mortars, and 400,000 rounds of ammunition. Iran hid the missiles inside shipping containers and surrounded them with cement made in Iran. If these missiles made it to the Gaza Strip, they represented a major threat to Israel's home front. It would have put 5 million Israelis, more than 60% of the population, within range.
It would have made a huge difference if these rockets would have made it into the terrorists' hands. We did a good thing here.
The M-302 missiles have a range of more than 120 miles or 200 kilometers.
When you go to 200 kilometers, it's almost not important anymore. It reaches all the important targets in Israel.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu inspected the weapons and said the shipment reveals the true face of Iran and criticized Western diplomats who reach out to Iran's leaders but ignore Iran's actions.
We even saw representatives of the world powers shaking hands and smiling with the heads of the Iran's regime. At the same time, we were unloading these missiles here in Eilat.
He also warned the West they're a future target of Iran.
Does anyone truly believe that Iran has given up its plans to develop nuclear weapons or long-range ballistic missiles that are capable of carrying nuclear warheads to Europe and the United States?
He warned one day Iran could hide a nuclear device in a container and ship it to any port in the world, and said the West ignores Iran's nuclear program at its own peril.
So my message today is simple. Those engaged in self-deception must awaken from their slumber. We cannot allow Iran to have the capability to produce nuclear weapons. Today, Israel thwarted the danger to its people. Tomorrow, if Iran's military nuclear program is not stopped, the whole world could be imperiled.
Chris Mitchell, CBN News, the Israeli port of Eilat on the Red Sea.
That's so important because the whole world is in trouble.
Yes.
It's going to be in trouble. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is just merciful and just a master of communication and grace. Mm-hmm. It just boils down to this. I remember when we were sitting in the hospital talking to an IDF soldier, and I finally looked at him, and he was a tank soldier, remember? Mm-hmm. And I said, well, what are you guys going to do with this? Because something was going on. He goes, whatever America tells us to do. You remember
wow.
that?
Wow, that's right.
Yeah, whatever America tells us to do. And the truth is, when you're this big guy, and you have all this force and all this weaponry and all these, it's just a world power. America's a world power. Yeah, but this is the tragic thing. It's being used against Israel. Mm. And, of course, I'm not saying it's being used against Israel. It's being organized.
Right.
I want to be able to say it in some way that's different, but the truth is don't mess with Israel. It's not a political thing. Don't mess with Israel because you're messing with the apple of God's eye. And realize this, that in the end, this is what the Word of God says. Every nation will be gathered together to be judged. And this is how they'll be judged. What did you do with my land? Mm-hmm. What did you do with Israel? Right?
Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, think about it. People thinking God's going to judge you on this, God's going to judge you on that. But if you're neutral in your prayers and your faith and you're connecting to this, and you're out there saying, well, I could see why they want to divide up the land. Hmm. You know, it is 70 miles big, you know. Give it up. And it's like, you just can't, it's not our prerogative to be able to do that. Mm-mm. And it's not even Israel's to give up, because how many times
that's
God
right.
came in there and said, you don't do this. And it's God's land. Mm-hmm. And Israel knows that. And that's what mm-hmm. they keep saying. And I truly believe what we were talking about the other day at Starbucks is that the prime minister knows they won't. He knows they won't. When he says, I'm willing to make huge, huge, concessions.
Right.
The first thing you're thinking, like, oh, my goodness, don't do that. But the truth is, he knows.
He's pulling their card. I mean, he's putting it way out there.
Yeah.
Now what are you going to do?
Yeah, because my concern was if that happens, it's not going to be good. Mm-mm. And the truth is, the devil is not going to come to an altar call. I mean, they're not going to come and acknowledge God. He's just not going to do it. The devil cannot acknowledge God. Ooh. That's what 1 John talks about when he's writing about it. And to acknowledge Israel is to acknowledge God exists, and God's the one protecting them, and that that your God's not God, and this is God, and Jesus is his son. And so in the context of that, so what does this mean prophetically? And we're going to talk about that. When we come back from this break, we're going to talk about, you know, what does this mean prophetically? But I do want to say this today, that if you are looking for a place to be able to rent, or maybe you have a property that you want to rent, maybe you're thinking about going somewhere else, or maybe you need a place, you want somebody to help you find a home, to buy a home, you know, you don't know where to look, you need somebody that stands with you. Well, Mark Downey, the Mark Downey team, Mark Downey Realty, is definitely that team, a team of integrity. Go to VFNTV.com, click on the sponsors, and find out more about Mark Downey Realty.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
God is putting together today, establishing apostolic centers. He has established and is establishing for this next generation, this next season. We refer to them as apostolic centers or hubs, and we've talked about them before. But I want you to listen right now to Paul Keith Davis as he speaks about it prophetically as it's happening. Listen up.
We're living in the hour right now where the angels that gather message is relevant, where storehouses are being identified. Let's call them apostolic resource centers. Let's call them freedom outpost centers, as Chuck Pierce says, whatever you want to call it. The Antioch type of a model for ministry is relevant right now. Places are being identified. Leadership is being identified. The hearts of men are being examined by the eyes of the Lord, roving to and fro to see whose heart is completely his, so that he may strongly support them. And when he does find what he's looking for, he's going to give them authority. He's going to give them authority. Their words are going to have weight. They're going to begin to change the environment. They'll change the atmosphere. They'll prophesy something. We're living in an hour now where prophecy is not optional. It is mandatory. 1 Corinthians 14, you may prophesy, but I'm over in Revelation right now. Revelation 10, you must prophesy. You must prophesy again concerning many nations, tongues, tribes, and kingdoms. Why? Because the Lord has a harvest to bring in. He has a bride to awaken. He has sons of the kingdom to empower. We have some work to do. The Father's business needs to be done. And so I know that these places, Antioch was probably the purest model to what we're going to see today. Jerusalem, of course, was the first model, but it was primarily Jewish, as you know. But when Stephen was stoned, the Bible says the disciples were scattered. They went to Cyprus and settled primarily in Antioch. And all of a sudden now, the Spirit fell again in Antioch, and it became an apostolic hub where Barnabas went and found Saul of Tarsus, or Paul, brought him back there. They made that their base. They went on three missionary journeys out of Antioch. Antioch became the place where the people were first called Christ people, because they were so much like the Lord. They were identified with him and his name. Isn't that amazing? And I believe these new models that are about to come today, these prophetic models of apostolic resource centers, of storehouses, of freedom outpost centers, will redefine the Christian definition. You'll be a Christ person. You'll be a person like Christ. John G. Lake had four experiences. On the fourth one, when the glory of the Lord came in and upon him, he said, I became a Christ man. Yeah, isn't that amazing? He said, now I didn't just have his power, I expressed his radiant nature. Wow. That blew me away when I read that way back in the 90s when I had my experience on Thrones of the Soul. And so I know the apostolic resource centers this year are being identified, places that will be given authority. We're going to win people in. We're going to go out into the wheat fields that surround the storehouse. We're going to prophesy people in. Our intercession will not just simply be intercession now. It'll be proclamation. It'll be decrees. It'll be taking authority, saying, bring them in. We're claiming them right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Give them up. You know, addiction, give them up. Pornography, give them up. Whatever it is, you got to give them up. Why? Because he's given you authority to overcome, authority to destroy these shackles that have held this harvest in at bay. And they're going to come in. And when they do, we're going to train them. We're going to be given this incredible grace to train and facilitate their not only being set free of all the stuff, but also to lay a foundation of truth in them that will be so fast and so rapid it will scare you.
VFN Dream Center, think about this. An apostolic center on the Gulf Coast for the purpose of reaching the world. This is what was said, I believe, by Dr. Michael Brown. If you want to do something for God, find out what God is doing, and dive in. Give yourself fully to it. Listen, this is what God is doing in the earth. He's establishing apostolic centers throughout the nation and throughout the world. It is time for us to arise and shine, for our light has come. Maybe the VFN Dream Center is for you. Maybe it is. Go to VFNDreamCenter.org.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. I'm Greg Lancaster. Joining me is Pat and John. We're talking about prophetically what's taking place in Israel. You just saw the missiles themselves going to Iran, how close that is. And this is what Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said. He says world leaders, which is including ours, but world leaders were shaking hands with the Iranian leaders. They were bringing these missiles into Iran. And if you haven't yet heard, this scud's for you. That's a speech that was given at AIPAC.
Yeah,
it's a related link, I'm sure, to the story. That you have to understand that it's not just Israel. And you know, quite often, so many people think, well, they're not attacking me. They're not. And it never fails. It never fails that people are surprised when they become a victim later on.
Right.
It's like, are you shocked? You did nothing when they were taking the Jews. You did nothing when they were taking your neighbor's house. Now they're taking your house. You're going to say something about
it?
It's amazing. And it's like, but this is what the Lord says. He says, but if you see injustices and you see these things happen, if you are broken about it and you're wanting to help them out, God will protect you and sustain you in that. And this is what he's saying. He's saying, listen, this boat was en route. It was en route. This is the boat they caught. The boat was en route that to Iran. It had 40 missiles. 40 missiles. 40. I mean, we drove from the southern, you know, Jerusalem to the northern borders, peering over, the Syrian lines and the Lebanon lines, in part of a day.
Yeah.
And they have 40 missiles that they're bringing there, and they already have 170,000 of them pointed at
Israel.
And we're giving Turkey the Iron Curtain. And it's like, that will prevent Israel from defending herself. If they have an Iron Curtain, they can't. They'll be able to stop anything that Israel may do in the context of that. 40 missiles. Secondly, he said they have 200 mortars. 200 mortars. We're signing peace talks with these guys, saying they're going to put some water in their nuclear juice. I mean, you know, we're saying they're going to water it down a little bit. They openly say, we hate Israel. We hate America. We want to destroy you. We want a caliphate, which means they want, instead of having the constitutions or whatever's over your particular nation, they want the Quran to be the ultimate law.
Right.
And with that, that's what they want to do, is destroy. So no matter what you say about, you know, peace, it's not going to happen. They have 200 mortars, not only 40 missiles, but 200 mortars. And then they have 400,000 rounds of ammunition. And our president, you can't blame this on Secretary of State, you know, because he's secretary for the president. But our president and our leaders, our government, and I do believe this. I do believe this because God has said this. He's kind of given us a little bit of knowledge about what's going on, is that this is not a one-man show.
No.
There's a whole bunch of stuff going on, and you wonder why our president doesn't fire somebody or something like that. And it's like, well, you have to hire him first.
Right.
So, you know, sometimes your hands are tied because somebody else had put those folks there. And it could be, you know, that Secretary of State John Kerry, you know, has a situation going on. Either way, I know that the Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said he praised him at CPAC of how hard that they were working for peace. But you have to understand, from a Christian standpoint, in regards to, you know, Jesus and your eyes are open, the veil is gone, and you see what possibly Israel might not see, the fact that this is evil, and you cannot organize the apple of God's eye. You cannot use rules for radicals, Alinsky's organizing methodologies, right. Even though you think it's worked other ways, you cannot use that on God's folks. Mm-mm. You know, Lucifer tried that. You know, God said, you and your organized crew, mm-hmm. he threw them out of heaven, right?
That's all right.
He says, I saw Satan come down from heaven, and, you know. And so that's what's happening at this moment. And so when you're, what does that mean prophetically? It means this. We can be, and no man knows the day nor the hour, no matter how big your charts are or your PowerPoint or how long you've been hearing it, because Jesus says he doesn't even know. But he did say this, I expect you to be able to discern the seasons and the times.
Absolutely.
And let me tell you something. Let me tell you something from an Issachar viewpoint. We are in a season right now, right this moment, in a twinkling of an eye, suddenly this whole world, and I really believe it's about to shift, but could shift in a way for all of a sudden the church is out of here. You know what I'm saying? Somebody says, I don't know, how long does the trumpet stay? It could be like boom, 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 you know, and it's like the sound of the trumpet happens and you're gone.
Mm-hmm.
And the older you get, you find out 3.5 years is nothing.
Yeah, it's a blink of an eye.
It depends who the leader is. I guess. in your company. And so these moments when the whole world turns every nation surrounds, this is what the word of God says. Every nation surrounds her, becomes a trembling cup, and they're coming after her. And this is when God moves mightily. And I've talked about this before, but there's gonna be something that happens before mm-hmm. the end in the context of that. But you're gonna see just this mass move of God to show himself mighty to the Jews, where they say it's going to take 7 months to bury the dead, I believe it is, and 7 years to destroy the weapons, to burn the weapons. That's what the Word of God says, that, which to me sounds like serious chemical weapons and these missiles coming over. And they're going to have, it even says that, because today you look at a crime scene and you see a little, they take a picture, they put numbers by it, and they number each thing. But the Word of God says they'll still be finding parts and pieces of these not all Arabs, but the Arabs that decided to attack Israel and come in against the Arab League, probably more than likely coming in against Israel, that when God shows himself so mightily, there's going to take 7 months to bury the bodies.
Wow.
7 months. I mean, you go 7 days without burying a body. I mean, think about it. And it said that, and it said, the Word of God says there'll still be fragments. They'll still be finding fragments.
Wow.
You know, of body. And so you think this sounds like, you know, 9/11 type situation. Uh-huh. It sounds like, you know, because they're trying to locate. And Israel's really good now at everything, I think. But where these suicide bombers came in and they did these terrible things at Ben Yehuda Mall and all the different buses. But they will, they're such honoring of their people that they will go and they will DNA test every single piece of fragment of human body.
Wow.
And they'll bring it all together and honor the family with every bit of that. And that.
Wow.
But it just lines up. That's what's going to happen. That's what the Word of God says, that they're going to be gathering fragments, you know, and God's, you have to understand, if you strap a bomb around yourself and you walk in and you blow up God's people, it's not going to be good for you unless you are like Mossad Youssef, who said he realized this is not wrong. This is wrong. And he gave his life to the Lord. I mean, he didn't blow anybody up, but he definitely was for it in the beginning. Mm-hmm. And so you think about that's kind of, and so what's going to happen with that, when you look at all of a sudden, when Israel feels like, you know, it's over, it's, you know, you think about it. I mean, how many Americans now are going, it's over? It's like, hold on a minute.
Yeah.
Imagine you being Israel right now, you know, and they're loyal. They argue amongst themselves in your form of government, but in regards, they're loyal.
They're loyal to their country.
And there was a day, by the way, there was a day that America was loyal to its constitution, to its flag, and to its soldiers, and to God. And we're believing it's going to come, a third great awakening is going to come back to the country, and that's going to happen again. But with that, God's going to respond. He's going to show himself mighty. But if they cannot, they look like this enemy is just so against them and they can't survive this, they're going to look up. They're going to look up. And the very rabbis that they're trying to give a hard time to right now, because they went out and protested because he went
50,000 of them in New York City.
Well, that's not the other protest. They were protesting because they protested in Israel, but they protested because they were asking them to go fight in IDF. Mm-hmm. And so they all got together to protest in Israel, and then people began to realize that's a lot of people that could be fighting. And so they thought, that's a huge sacrifice for these guys. Mm-hmm. And they probably shouldn't have all got together in one place, because they didn't really realize that's a lot of soldiers. Because when you're every day you're going, I can see where people would want that. But so we're looking at that this day, and it makes me think of the very last word, and hopefully this will be a related link of Jim Baker. He gave 33 prophetic words. You know, God spoke to him, and the last prophetic word was there was nuclear waste, there were material found in, like, the Kedron Valley, mm-hmm. where all of a sudden something has to happen, and God just shows himself mighty. But no matter what folks say, if you talk to them, there was that moment in time when they thought it was all over. That moment in time when it was, you're supposed to be dead, you're not supposed to be alive anymore. And that was the moment that you just looked up. Mm-hmm. You may have called yourself a Christian for a long time, but that moment came after that when you realize who God really is. And he rescued you. And you know you're so loyal to him. And that day's coming. And understand, when their eyes are open and that veil is lifted, it's going to be a paradigm shift for this world, because God is going to save the Jews. He's going to save the Jewish people who we're praying for and believe in that day to come. Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how I long to gather you like a mother hen gathers her chicks, but you weren't willing. But you will not see me again till you say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. And let me tell you something. The Jewish leader of the Jewish Congress just said, blessed are the Christians. Oh, wow. Because they stood with us. We will stand with them. These days are soon. The Lord's coming is near.
For your sewing and sewing machines, contact Sue, the sewing specialist, at All About Sewing, your sewing superstore in Mobile, Alabama. Don't forget to contact her at 251-634-3133. It's All About Sewing with Sue. Visit Copy Products today with 5 locations on the Gulf Coast to better serve you. They can help you with all of your copying and scanning needs. Copy machines, fax machines, scanners, printers, shredders, and so much more. Contact them today at 850-432-1580. Horse Rides of Pensacola, where they offer riding lessons, trail rides, riding excursions, and fun on the farm, and so much more. Saddle up and let's go for a ride today. On the Gulf Coast, contact Steve Barnhill's Paint and Body Shop with over 25 years of experience. No job is too big, and no job is too small. Get in contact with them today. We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget, you can catch us at VFNTV.com. On your mobile applications, you can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.
That's right, we have another way how you can stay connected with VFN Radio. It's called the Torch Newsletter. Every week, the Torch Newsletter goes out, and in the newsletter, you're going to get the best of the best of VFN Radio for that week. You're also going to get all the VFN Radio highlights emailed directly into your inbox. So whether you want to listen on your phone, whether you get your emails on your tablet, or whether you get it on your home PC, you will have access to that week's VFN Radio highlights. Go to VFNTV.com and select newsletter sign up, or text VFNTV at 22828. Again, text VFNTV at 22828 and type in your email address. Sign up for the Torch newsletter now.